Good afternoon, everyone. Good to have you joining us today for another short devotional message. Got with me here a tennis ball. Sometimes whenever we're out walking, we find these tennis balls. Our dog, Tozer, he loves to chase his ball. And quite often, whenever we're out, we find these tennis balls. And we always keep them, just in case we lose some of our own, because Tozer, the dog, loves to chase a tennis ball. I'm not sure if any of our watchers enjoy watching a game of tennis. We quite often watch Wimbledon, quite enjoy watching Wimbledon. And if you're familiar with tennis, the scores, 15 love, 30 love, 40 love. And love in the world of tennis means nothing. Love means nothing. So if it's 15 love, or 30 love, or 40 love, or two sets to love, or whatever it might be, love in the tennis world means nothing. 15 love is 15 nothing. And I think there's something about that statement, isn't there? Love means nothing. And so it is in this world of ours. Oftentimes, for many, many people, love means nothing. We are living in a world where people have a very, very shallow, superficial view of love. People can say they love each other. They can take their marriage vows. They can promise to love each other till death do us part. But for very many people, love means nothing. But yet in a biblical context, for the Christian, love means everything. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 gives a biblical definition of what love is. And he uses there the word charity, which means love demonstrated or love in action. He's speaking about practical love, the outworking of love in the form of charity. And here's what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He says in verse number 1, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." So Paul's saying that without love, we're nothing. Our best works, our best words, our best endeavours, our greatest acts, without love, in the eyes of God, count for nothing. He says at the end of the chapter, "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity," or love. And in the middle of the chapter, he defines what charity or what love is. "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things." And so there he's telling us that for the Christian, charity is everything. Charity is long-suffering. Charity is kind. Charity doesn't envy. Charity isn't self-seeking. Charity isn't proud or arrogant. Charity doesn't behave itself unseemly. Charity isn't easily provoked. Love doesn't think about evil. Love doesn't rejoice in sin or iniquity, but rather it rejoices in truth. Love is long-suffering. Love is full of hope. And love is enduring. And the greatest love that the world has ever known was, of course, the love of God demonstrated on the cross at Calvary. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Or John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And the love of God means everything. Whenever you realize you're lost, maybe you feel no self-worth, maybe you feel that nobody loves you, maybe you feel your guilt, your sin, your lostness, that's whenever we really come to understand that the love of God, in the eyes of the world, it might mean nothing, but the love of God means everything for the Christian. His love purchased my salvation at Calvary. And over there in the little book of Lamentations, chapter 1 and verse 12, the prophet Jeremiah, speaking on behalf of the nation of Israel, but I believe it's also speaking prophetically, looking forward to the cross. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. As you think about the cross and the Son of God offering up his life as a sacrifice because of his love for sinners, shedding his blood, taking our guilt and sin and shame, and dying in our room instead, does his love mean nothing to you? There will come a day whenever every child of God will fully discover, whenever we look at his wonderful face, that his love means everything. But maybe in a tennis sense, for you, as far as the things of God are concerned, love means nothing. Hebrew bondservant in Exodus 21 put it right when he said, I love my master, I love my wife, and I love my children. God first, and he loved God with all his heart. I love my master, I love my wife, I love my family. Love is everything. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening.